Good morning, Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast Kickstarter update. We're funded! Woohoo! It's Monday morning. It's about 8 o'clock. I'm on my very late drive in from dropping the kids off, and I wanted to leave a quick update for everybody to let you all know that Dice Roll Zine number 3 has been successfully funded on the Zine Quest campaign on Kickstarter, and I am absolutely thrilled. I was looking to raise the money for the printing and paying for some art and to cover the shipping costs. So we're done. That's good. So that doesn't mean people should stop, you know, backing the thing. So sorry, I'm tripping over my own tongue here from being a stupid idiot. But so we still got almost a week left in the campaign. So hopefully we can get well beyond the goal that I originally set. But I'm excited as fuck. This is awesome. And scary too, I'm not gonna lie. Now I gotta make sure the thing happens. But when I was chatting with some of the guys online last night, Matt and Tim and Vance, as Vance said, nothing compels you like a deadline. So there we go. Successfully funded. Whew. Now, let's see if I can turn this into an amazingly successful Kickstarter like Tim's at Gothridge Manor. The guy's raised like $18 million for his Hunters in Death. Like, holy shit. 5,000 backers? I know, it's incredible. Yes, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, it's really awesome to see Tim do so well on his Kickstarter, and it's very well deserved. He makes great stuff. So hopefully my stupid little zine, Dice Roll Zine, can be even a smidgen as good as Tim's stuff. So here's to that. So I want to thank everybody who's backed Dice Roll Zine 3 and spread the word. It's been incredibly helpful and very much appreciated. And keep spreading the word, because we still got a week to go. Wonder what I'm going to do. Should I do stretch goals? Many a Kickstarter has drowned under the weight of its stretch goals. So I'm a little bit leery about that. I do have one stretch goal which I've promised, and that's when I don't know how much problem. Whatever, it's probably going to be an automatic stretch goal, but those who backed the print and PDF version, reward of Dice Roll Zine 2 and 3 are also going to get the Dice Roll Zine 1 PDF. I think I'm going to make that a zero stretch goal. So basically it's funded, those guys will get the Dice Roll Zine number 1 in PDF as well. Unfortunately, I couldn't have a tier where I have all 3 in print, because I don't have any print Dice Roll Zine number 1s anymore. They're completely sold out. So I wonder if I do a Kickstarter Zine Quest next year, if I can set that as one of the goals too for a successful campaign, is to fund another print run for Dice Roll Zine number 1 and get that professionally printed. Right now, originally I did that one, I printed that one at home, and it was didn't turn out the greatest. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it didn't turn out too great. Which is why I decided to switch to professional printing for Dice Roll Zine number 2. So at any rate, just wanted to say thank you very much to everyone who supported Dice Roll Zine on Kickstarter. Go spread the word far and wide still. We've got a week left to go. Maybe we can hit 2,000? Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, Steve. Somebody told me that once, so. Anyway, thanks very much, everybody, and have a great Monday. Dice Roll Zine out.